Let me crack open a cold one with the boys.
On the record, it is a energy drink.
It's nothing cool.
It's mildly, it is cold. It's mildly warm.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to episode 2 of the Random Things podcast. I am joined again by Jacob Ramirez.
Hi.
And a new guest for the show,
the Justin one that we,
Rose.
The one that we said that we were going to get on like
what a dick.
2 months ago.
Yeah, and I have decided just some administrative things before we get started that this is going to be a bi-weekly podcast. Don't look at the date that this was posted because it's like a whole month after the first episode went up. But some shit happened. So, yeah, we're just going to get started on this one and let's not worry about the past.
Yeah, Daniel's gay now. We'll do it live.
Yeah, I'm gay now. Yeah. I like men. Just kidding.
And also, Taco Bell has a champagne glass set for $10.
Is it like, do you get a Supreme one that comes with sour cream and...
I have no idea.
Hmm.
But I'm just now clicking onto it, and it looks like it's just a champagne glass.
That's litty like a fucking titty.
Oh my
titty.
God.
That's
oh
the wettest tit I've ever seen.
Super, super litty like a
I
titty.
I will take this.
Huh. Butterfingers.
Butterfingers.
Good
for
so,
you, good for me.
Love Butterfingers.
How should we like get started on today's episode now that we have Justin and we're finally able to complete all the stories that we promised like
which
a month
stories?
And a half ago?
I didn't listen to your other podcast. I'm a terrible friend.
You're a bitch for that.
You're a fucking asshole.
No, I want to get Justin's perspective of when I came to the school. I want to see what he was thinking of me when you introduced me to him.
I literally thought I would never be your friend because you look like a douchebag.
Wow.
I didn't think he looked like a douchebag. I thought he looked like a dork and I'd perfectly be friends with him.
I thought he looked like a douchebag. And then I found out he's a fucking nerd.
Oh, okay, so first impressions of Justin. I walk up. Justin's wearing like a wolf shirt.
The same shirt.
A dog
every
shirt.
Day.
Justin still has it, I believe.
He
doesn't wear it.
Oh, he doesn't.
It's in my shirt somewhere.
Next time I see you, can you please wear it?
No.
Please.
No.
It's such a good shirt.
No.
What? Can
it's
you
holy.
Explain the shirt to us?
No.
In detail?
No.
Please.
No.
The viewers want to know.
Literally, it's just a picture of a dog. That's it. It's
like,
the whole shirt.
That's like, it's the perfect picture of a dog, though.
It's like the best.
That's what you're failing to explain.
What is it, like a golden lab?
No,
it's a meth lab.
I'll take some meth right now.
So don't mind us. Me and Justin have been drinking a little bit. Jacob's a little
I'm
kid,
feeling
so
fine.
He can't drink. I'm kind of tipsy, I'm not going to lie.
You're such a lightweight.
Fuck off.
I could drive home.
Don't.
Bet.
No.
Bet. I'll
negative.
Leave this podcast.
Anyways, me and Jacob on the last podcast, we're talking about... fuck, Russo. I'll have to edit that one out.
Russo.
Russo.
Joe Russo.
Joe Russo.
And we're also talking about Joe B and Joe D. Yes, Justin.
Who the fuck is Joe D?
Who do you fucking think?
Oh, no.
The buff guy.
Yeah, the mistaken buff guy.
The mistaken buff guy. Oh, okay.
And then Joe B would obviously be.
Okay, yeah. We're just not dropping any names because we don't want lawsuits here on the Random Things podcast.
Jacqueline Bronco.
Yes. Jacqueline Bronco and
Joe B.
And Jocelyn Buchanan.
That's probably a real person.
It probably is, but if that
like
is a real person.
Dashida.
Dashida and...
He was a cool dude. He was a cool dude.
And
you know, our 8th grade teacher would always fuck his name up. It was what his actual name was.
Yeah.
And then Mr. Jones would just straight up call him Barola.
Yeah.
Barola.
Fuck that guy, that's why. He's like, Motorola, are you here?
Joe Barola.
That's fucking whack, dude.
Raise your hand.
Barolo.
That dude was just
he
weird.
Got dude, I remember one time in that class he got his name like his last name correct once.
Uh-huh.
And he corrected himself and said the fucked up name.
Nice, what a savage.
I'm like, do you just have a vendetta against this kid?
Probably.
Why are you intentionally fucking his name up?
That teacher was hella funny.
Dude, I fucking love Jones.
I remember he...
Everybody hated him, but
dude, he was
if
hilarious.
You actually do what you're supposed to do, he was cool.
Right. Yeah. I remember when I showed up, we were doing that standardizing testing or whatever.
Yeah.
And I scored super high, and he literally pulled me aside and like thanked me for making him look like he was doing his job. Even though I just got there like a week before.
Yeah, and he was retiring that year too.
Yeah, so he was like, you're going places, kid. Let me know if you need anything. And I'm
going
like,
okay. This podcast.
I remember he was like the only fucking teacher that I got a good grade in because he scared me into having a good grade.
There you go.
I failed my freshman year and realized that I actually had to try to fail.
It's harder to fail than it is just pass.
Yeah, for real though. It really is.
I actually had to physically try. Really good at trying then.
Jacob's I failed everything.
I passed with all A's. It was so freaking easy.
Yeah, honestly, high school and...
You guys are just lazy.
The
I was super fucking lazy. I didn't give two shits about high school.
Yeah.
No, the high school's out here. Like in my hometown. Look at where we're
now.
Hella hard, but
they will spank you if you do bad.
Pretty much. Kinky. No, but over in our school district, that shit was easy as fuck.
Kinky.
They spank you in class.
Oh yeah.
So, shall we talk about the Russo?
Yes, let's talk about Russo again.
All right. Well, in this in the last episode, I talked about how I knew him and before he met Daniel or like reunited with Daniel. So, Justin,
I forgot about that.
Why don't you explain how you got introduced to Russo?
I forgot he moved schools just to be back with Daniel.
He didn't move schools just to be back with Daniel.
If anything, I followed him. It was a fucked up
coincidence.
No, I think he did it just to be with Daniel.
It was the worst coincidence to ever happen to anyone.
But he was an interesting guy.
He was in your class, huh?
Yeah, I hated him.
Poor dude.
Yeah, I hated him.
He was literally the epitome of Satan. And
it was the epitome of retard.
Daniel needs to mute his phone. This is a very good podcast.
Oof.
But, dude was something. He was a teacher's pet without being one.
So desperate.
He tried getting with the teacher, like hitting on her. And then one day, we're walking home from school.
Fuck that bitch, then.
Real quick.
Jacob
just
tried to
so
slide
the
into
listeners know what's going on.
Someone tried to... Jacob tried to slide into somebody's DMs and...
Jacob,
someone that you described as like super ultra desperate.
Listen. Jacob hit up a girl that I know, and she just texted me right now, like, the fuck?
Who's this guy?
And the funny thing is that you guys coached me on what to say.
My bad, bro.
Hey,
listen, I told you, we did the dating game.
We did the best opportunity, which was, hey, I seen you. He works here. He told me about you. I asked him. That was it. That's the best way to do it. But getting back to
even desperate bitches don't like me.
No, it's just I don't know.
Fuck.
I found it weird that
this is why the teen suicide rate's so high.
You're not a teenager anymore.
Yeah, you're a fucking full ass adult, my guy.
I'm a full ass adult once I turn 21.
Not really. Do you know what changes? You could buy alcohol. That's it. And then you become a drunk.
Yeah, that becomes like adult thingies.
You become an alcoholic like me. But, yeah, like, one day, all of us were actually walking home from school. Me, Daniel, Jacob, and then this guy. What's his name?
Steven.
Is that his real name?
No. Yeah.
You can't just be yelling.
Well, we were cool with him.
Well, yeah, but I mean...
We were cool with him.
He's his nickname was 69.
Yeah.
Is there a backstory to that?
No.
I don't know.
I can't remember.
I hope there's a backstory.
He came in, he's like, yo, call me this. We're like, all right.
wait, what story is this before you start?
Well, we're walking home and the phone
Daniel wasn't there for that.
You weren't there for that?
That was before I even came to the school.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I thought you were walking. Oh, okay then. And who was it? Was me, you, and who else then?
It was me, you, and 69.
Oh yeah. Cause then like once that happened,
we were going home to 69.
His mom picked him up afterwards. But yeah, he sat there, he's flashing a new phone and he's like, oh, look at this, try to take pictures and whatnot. And
I'm so glad that they get to hear it through Justin's perspective.
I tapped this dude's arm. I basically swung up to get his arm away from me and I tapped it. His phone went 15 feet in the air.
Oh my God.
And hit the
glass
concrete.
Glass first. I'll never forget. Like, in the first episode, I said, like, it landed glass first, and when he picked up his phone, like, everything that was inside the phone fell out.
Dude,
all the guts and shit.
It was literally like he picked it up and it crumbled in his hands.
No.
Hey, and you remember the noise that he made?
Dude, that noise was interesting.
His eyes got, like, super wide, and he was like,
Dude! That's not even best trying to recreate it, dude. It was hilarious.
My new phone!
After him saying, my new phone, his mom pulled up to pick him up.
I remember he waddled all the way over to the car, and he was like, Mom, my phone broke! It wasn't my fault!
Bro, it was hilarious. And I'm just chilling there with, like, the first generation iPhone, like, yo, what's up?
Dude, the funniest part about that was I was on a Friday, so I had to wait all weekend just to see, see what happened, yeah, like, the outcome.
I think we hung out that weekend, too. We're like, yo, screw this guy.
Yeah.
That's hella funny. Well, you and Joe were both super tall, so, I mean...
Yeah.
Imagine just smacking it, like, way over your guys' head and then landing face first. Yeah, his
face was, like, 15 feet in the air.
And it was probably, like, a fucking $10 phone from, like, Walgreens. Like, I doubt that anything
7-Eleven, dude.
It was an Obama phone.
He got shredded, though.
It was a track phone. Fit.
He got skinny.
He's skinny now.
Yeah.
I don't think he's shredded. I'm going to say
he's shredded. He's not shredded.
He's going to get fat again. He lost
the fat. That's it.
He's going to get fat again.
He didn't replace the fat with anything. He just lost it.
Yeah.
I started to, and then I got a girlfriend again. I got depressed. Dude, you know what happened? I got depressed. You moved away, and that was it. I'm like, shit.
All you had left was me in this town.
Yeah. I had you, and we barely hung out then. Like, I don't know why. We did not hang out that much during
the times that we did hang out, they were fun as fuck.
Yeah,
they were. I feel like...
I think it was just our work schedules.
And Jacob has so many friends, so even when you are...
We're like, hey, you want to hang out?
He's like, oh...
Man, I'm tired.
He's like, I already have plans. And it's like, fuck, why are you so popular?
Dude, I know, right? I was the popular one, popular quotations one in high school.
You?
Yeah.
Dude. Everyone knew Justin. You'd be walking down the halls and, like, random people would be like, Justin!
Yeah, for real. And then, like, it was just interesting. Like, I'd be like, yo, I don't even know the dude's name. Like,
maybe I was just the popular one on the streets because I seen everybody in the streets and they'd be like, yo, what's up, Jacob? And, like, they would change so much. Streets. I'd be like, hey, how's it going, friend?
Friend that I don't
know. Like, you know who I am.
Like, Copper, dude. When I first seen him after high school, dude.
Wait, who's this Copper?
Copper, dude.
Helljoy Copper.
Helljoy Copper, dude.
You could say his name, dude. He's Copper, my fucking drummer.
He's Copper,
dude. You could say his name. We're not exposing anyone.
Cooper.
Oh, he just said
I don't think he gives two fucks.
No, he probably don't. He's like,
he's my drummer again.
Yeah, dude, I see him. He looked like Shaggy.
He does look like Shaggy. He
looks like Shaggy. Like
so what happened with that? Didn't you guys, like, kind of have a falling out in high school?
We had a hardcore falling out in high school.
You guys, like, hated each other?
Yeah. And then we tried to find another drummer. That shit just didn't work out.
Yeah,
but the thing is that I partially put blame on me and Joseph because we were looking for a drummer. Like, we were looking for a long time, and Cooper was just getting back into drums. So we really didn't give him, like, enough time to, like, refine his skills. We kind of just threw him into it. But now that he's, like, had 4 years of playing, he's played with bands, he's recorded songs, he's, like, more well-established, and he knows how to, like, work with a band. I know how to work with a band now.
So what was the story with that? Was he just, like, too, I don't want to say trash.
It wasn't trash. It was good. But it's just we had, like, different, we just had different play styles.
Yeah.
I see.
We had different goals. He wanted to learn, like, different songs that I really wasn't, like, comfortable playing. Like, I didn't know how to play it yet.
Okay.
Because I've only been playing bass for a year at that point.
Yeah.
Actually, no, not even a year. Because I started playing December 2015. We started in April 2016.
Got it.
Okay. Question. I have a question for you, Jacob. Are you guys still making, like, that, oh my god. The record deal with that dude? With the one thing you guys won?
Oh, that was a long ass time ago. Yeah. That was with Suburban Paradise.
Yeah.
No, we lost.
Oh, I thought you guys won.
We made it to the finals.
Oh.
Like, we were the number one band in California.
Yeah.
But we didn't make the top three in, like, all of the United States.
Mm. Oh, I'm sorry. But, dude, that's awesome, though.
If we made it to the final three, then we would have played a show in Los Angeles at this place called the Viper Room. Johnny Depp's played there with his side band a couple of times. A bunch of, like, local bands have played there, but we would play three songs if we won. We'd get a record deal with I think the label formerly had Taylor Swift, and I think they currently have Arctic Monkeys. But yeah, we didn't make it.
Hey, but that's still a big accomplishment. Hey,
it's honestly, I'm totally fine with that
in California,
because when, like, the time came for the Stone Temple Pilots show and the Cult, they were looking for an opener, so they went into that list for like the finalist in California, and our name was at the top, so they're like, that band.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, dude,
so that's how awesome. We were chosen to open for Stone Temple Pilots, The Cult, and Bush.
There you go.
It's freaking awesome, dude.
Super proud of you. Oh, by the way, I have some Suburban Paradise merch coming in.
You spent money on that?
Yeah, I spent money on it.
You spent money on that?
Did you use our discount code at Jeffrey Epstein Didn't Kill Himself to get you 15% off?
I got something to tell y'all. Wayfair is a child... Freaking
this has been going on for a week now, dude. Yeah,
dude, Justin's like breaking
it's
news.
Already been like debunked to be false.
Is it false?
Yeah.
Is it? So I can order off of Wayfair?
Yeah.
But I heard that they're scrubbing their site to make it look false.
Hmm? They probably are.
Because, like, dude, $10,000 for a freaking lamp? Like, come on.
For like a why would they make lamp? It so easy to find, though?
Okay, but well, like, you gotta admit, these freaking conspiracies are, like, super convincing. Somebody goes missing, and then they have like
the name
weird,
of the lamp.
Yeah, they have like a weird name, not common.
Like
it's
Susan
not like it's
lamp.
A, it's not like it's like a Daniel lamp or a Jacob lamp or a Justin lamp. It's like a Quasimodo lamp. I don't even know.
Quasimodo, dude, is like a fake guy.
It's a Shaniqua.
But I'm just
lamp.
Saying, yeah.
Shekana.
Or one of them is like Annabelle, but it was spelled all weird. Like, come on. You're telling me.
And for 10 G's, you're like.
Eh. For yeah, for like $25,000 for a lamp named after a missing child.
Let's just be honest, though. If it were real, they wouldn't make it, like, that obvious to
find.
But
think about it, dude. They're hiding in plain sight.
But still,
they're hiding in plain sight, but why the fuck would they make it, like, that much expensive in plain sight?
People just be browsing, and they look at it and be like, oh, that's ridiculous, and just keep
going. That's ridiculous. Look at that fucking missing child's name on there.
I don't think that it's on, like, the cover. I don't think it's, like, on, like, the homepage.
But, you know, Wayfair got what you need.
I mean, fuck.
I've always wanted to buy a cabinet with a fucking 12-year-old inside of it.
I mean, this is just jokes, by the way.
No, it's not.
Oh, shit.
Sponsored by Wayfair. Just kidding,
I'm just
not
joking.
Sponsored.
Yeah, I'm just joking.
No, but for real, that it's crazy.
I already have a cabinet.
Yeah, dude, like, my
I already have
one of my coworkers was telling me about it. I'm like, what? Like, what?
Yeah.
Dude, crazy.
Same. My coworker, I'm in a group chat. Shout out to the reincarnated.
Shut up.
Hey, dude. Did,
shut up.
Did you ever reply to that girl?
Yeah, did. Dude. Where the fuck
let's
my
do a live
go?
Reply.
Let's get a live shootdown.
Of?
She didn't reply.
Oof. Well... What else is going on in the world?
Well, we got
Corona.
Coronavirus.
Coronavirus is growing and growing, pausing, and then growing and growing again.
Yeah,
because people don't want to wear a freaking
honestly,
mask.
Everyone
people don't
want to
wear a mask. People don't want to social distance. People don't want to wash their fucking hands.
People don't want to social distance.
People don't want to.
They're commies.
Follow
that's
the
what they are.
Huh?
They're commies.
They're commies.
People don't
want to
follow the rules. That way, their America can reopen again.
Their America.
The fuck is going on? Also, I made a TikTok.
Ew.
You're shut fucking up. Gay.
Don't you dare plug it. Don't you dare plug it.
I'm not going to plug it, Danby.
D-A-N-N-Y-V-E-E. You suck.
It's my podcast. I can plug whatever the fuck I want.
I don't give a shit what you want to plug.
No, seriously.
I'll plug you in your ass.
That's gross.
You guys should like it because I'm not doing cringy shit. I'm
yeah, you are.
Dude, you're on TikTok. That already
exactly.
says enough.
TikTok.
I'm just... re-uploading all the YouTube videos.
Ew.
Let's kick some zombie ass on there?
No, but it
then
can
I don't
want to
fucking watch
Crusties.
It.
Crusties. Rusties.
Yo, did that hit movie get removed from YouTube?
What?
Let's kick some zombie ass.
Yeah, I think
let's
Sabrina
run away from
and,
some zombie ass.
Oh.
I think Sabrina privated it.
What a
rude.
Privated
it. After we spend so much time and energy.
What, like 2 days?
Bro, I could have made that in like 10 minutes.
Fuck you.
Remember our old filming days? Like we literally had to sit there and make sure.
Dude, we had like a whole hour segment dedicated to that too.
You want to listen to the podcast?
Hey,
care about hey. Your podcast?
You're on it.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Edit that out.
No, I'm leaving it in. Yeah, all right, I'll edit it.
All right. Let's redo that, homie. You're on it, so obviously
bruh.
You care.
Wow.
Replace that word with bruh.
I can't believe
I was gonna say that. I was gonna say it with A, but it ended up coming out hard.
Sure. It's a hard end, dude.
Oh my fucking god.
Dude,
I don't know why I thought this would be a good idea.
It's terrible.
We're like the raunchiest fucking insensitive.
So
I think you forgot me and Joseph have a podcast.
Do you guys want to talk
we're
about
we're pretty fucking
relationships.
Or do you want to like talk about filming since you brought that up?
Let's go into filming first.
Damn.
And
I remember.
Give me another one of those bottles and we're going to be talking about.
Well, I need to get up and get over there.
No, it's good. No, okay. So we in the last podcast we talked about. By the way, if you're listening and you haven't listened to the first podcast, I highly recommend it. It was great, and a lot of these stories won't make sense because this podcast is kind of all over the place because
We're drunk.
We're basically, yeah, we've been drinking a little bit. But also,
I feel fine.
We're trying to catch up to
what we talked about. Hey, make sure you clarify that I haven't been drinking.
Jacob has not been drinking. Yeah. He is not 21.
He's underage. He's a baby.
I'm just a good boy.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, he's only drinking C4 Energy, not a sponsor.
He's drinking 4C Energy.
Yeah, you're right.
4C Energy.
Yeah, I'm drinking some Coke.
He's drinking 5G.
Zero sugar.
I'm drinking cock.
Justin, that's so raunchy.
Okay, so back into filming.
Yes.
We talked about filming. Okay. And we talked about how Jacob was kind of a tyrant. That's not the point.
He was a tyrant.
I wasn't at
you
first.
You were a tyrant.
No, at first it was
Shut fun. Up, Justin.
You were a tyrant.
I was a tyrant towards like...
Stop shaking. Film it right.
I film most of myself.
Listen, true. Guys, we're not here to argue.
Me and Justin are going to come to fucking blows in a bit.
Ooh, we got beef?
Well...
Two hits. I hit you, you hit the ground.
Listen, the only beef sure. I want is the ground beef in
your pants.
I don't
beat children.
Huh?
I don't beat children.
He's not a children.
I'm not a children.
You're a child.
No, I'm not.
I'm older than you, shut up.
Oh, I'm
older than you. Hey, Vato.
Okay, literally one... Okay.
You don't want to hit a child because this child will whoop your ass.
Really?
Yes, fool.
I pick up potatoes heavier than you.
By the way...
Bruh, I'm probably like 30 pounds like lighter than you at this
Jacob,
point.
Jacob, I kind of have beef with you.
Why?
You didn't compliment my banana shirt.
I hate your banana shirt.
You said you liked it.
I complimented your banana shirt.
I complimented.
I love your banana shirt.
Thanks.
As soon as like you greeted me outside, I was like, nice shirt.
Oh, I don't remember that. My bad.
I said nice banana
pay attention
shirt.
I don't pay attention to you. I was just so...
Yes. it's been a hot minute.
So, yeah, we were talking about how you were always kind of awkward when the camera came out. Is there a specific reason for that? Or were you just
fat?
Like,
Justin was super confident.
Really? That was it?
Because I was fat, dude.
Well, dude, Justin was super confident the first one that we did, though. The Halloween one. He had some of the best fucking lines.
This rock will defend us from bullets.
That wasn't
your line.
I know, that was Felix.
Yeah, the rock!
The rock!
The rock.
You know, we could fucking do this and then fucking do that and, you know, like fucking hit him with this and then fucking do that and then fucking slams a rock into the ground. You would really have to kill them. Yes, dude, it's the fucking apocalypse. In a fucking Michael Myers fan film.
It's the apocalypse, dude. Michael Myers is the end of the
fucking
world.
Apocalypse.
Basically.
I remember just counting the amount of times you said fucking just that one monologue.
I feel like
and I ran out of room on my on both hands.
Jacob can't count past 10.
He's like,
well, the amount of fucks he said, no.
My toes.
I ran out of fingers and I was wearing shoes.
I could only count to 11. 1, 11.
Pulls down my pants. 11.
Wait.
That'd be 11 and 12.
And 13.
13
inches.
Yep.
you're joking.
Inseam.
Oof.
Yo, dude, what did you tell that grill?
Dude, is it a George Foreman?
Basically, I told her that you were asking about her, and I told you to hit her up.
Ah, interesting.
But enough about that. We don't need you to get rejected live on podcast.
Yeah, we do.
It'll be funny. Yeah, we do. We'll wait until she responds to either of us. And if you're listening, girl that we're talking about, I'm sorry.
You know who you are.
I had to help my homie out. He thought you were cute.
Ew, no.
Justin, you're fucking ugly.
I know I am.
I'm just kidding. You're cute.
This podcast is going to take a lot of editing. I can already tell. We're going to have to blank out words.
Ew. I didn't shave for like a whole week and a half, dude.
Really?
Bro, I couldn't even tell.
Like, it was bad.
Justin, you have fucking Bieber hair in this video.
Is that why it looks like you have a fupa?
You can suck.
You got a giant bush down there, boy.
Hey, wouldn't you like to know?
I would like to know, actually.
I almost just smacked myself in the nuts.
The studio was very warm. I'm just calling it the studio so people don't think we're ghetto.
The headquarters.
The headquarters.
The random things headquarters. The warming up in here.
He's keeping me in a closet. Help me.
It's so warm that Justin is wearing boxers.
If you're going to call me your slave, call me outright.
Can I call you
She's dead.
Solicit.
She's dead.
Titty pics from Justin.
Justin's titties are the fucking best.
Creme de la creme.
I had chronic depression, and his titties cured it.
I don't have OnlyFans. I don't have any of that. You have to come to me personally, and they're a grand for a
grand a scoop.
It's a grand for a corner of a picture. It's a 1x1 picture.
Damn.
It's too grand to suck on.
It's $100 per pixel.
It's $100,000 to see him shirtless.
Big oof.
If you got that money, come through.
It's $125,000 to lick the nipple.
Guys, hold up.
It is.
Let me pull something up real quick.
That's a whole car right there.
Okay.
Some, Jesus, stop that. So there's this, wow. You blow out the damn listener's ears. This transitioned, this female, who was not born a female, messaged me on Instagram, wanted me to be their sugar baby.
A lot of people have been messaging me that. That's a fucking scam. They just want to rob you.
How can they rob me when they're supposed to send me money?
That's why they want your information.
They say send my bank account information, and I did it.
Okay, but listen, this is the reason why I don't think it's a scam. Nothing against, like, the trans community, but I'm not into that.
Daniel, it's a scam.
Why would they use
it's just like the Nigerian prince that needs a couple grand.
To come after me.
Daniel.
When?
You're already broke.
They could just use,
you don't need to be broker.
Some, like, Insta-thought.
Because nobody wants an Insta-thought.
Bullshit.
I don't.
I can stand for a few Insta-thoughts right now.
No, you can't. You can't stand at all. You're in a chair.
Well, the real Slim Shady, please stand up.
I'm the only one that can't stand because I'm wearing this bitch like a desk.
Nice. Like a desk.
Yeah.
Like a savage.
Jacob is currently wearing a bench as a skirt.
Yep.
And I'm just
my microphone sitting on top of it.
I'm just holding my mic on my stomach.
Listen, guys, don't talk shit about the studio.
The studio sucks ass.
It doesn't suck ass.
My ass is hot.
Yeah, it's fucking hot in here. But that's just because of the fire-ass podcasts are about to pop out.
No, it's
because
we're all fat guys in a fucking tiny-ass room.
I think it's because you and Jacob are mouth-breathing, to be honest.
I don't mouth-breathe. I might be mouth-breathing right
takes
now.
Takes a big, deep mouth breath. Okay, I feel like we need some fucking interesting shit to happen on this podcast.
So, I see we got security now at my job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're pretty tight with the dude.
There you go.
Markwell. He's a big black dude.
Was it the same one that was working there a while back?
No.
It's a new guy. I remember you guys had a big black security dude before.
No, we had a skinny black guy before.
No, you fucking didn't.
Yeah, we did. We had right after I got assaulted at work, we had one for like a month.
No, it was like before that.
No.
I remember going over there like Christmas time, and there was a big black dude out front, and he was super nice. And I would talk to him, like, every time. Because he was cool. He was chill. Maybe he was, like, for the dollar store?
No.
The liquor store?
No.
Okay, Justin.
Okay, Poontang Justin.
Poontang Justin?
No, that's not my name.
Justin the Wang? Do you remember...
That's not my name.
Do you remember Miss Doolin's class freshman year?
Yeah,
and I do. You would always get so mad because she hated you, but she loved me.
Yeah, dude, she fucking hated my guts.
And then I always feel bad about that class.
She moved me. She separated us after she put us together. She separated me to all boys table, right? I was with basically all the Mexicans, all the soccer players, right?
Yeah.
She put his ass next to all the girls.
All the hottest girls in the class. All the
cute girls. And I'm just chilling there like with the soccer players going, yo, let's play some Clash of Clans, my guy.
And I'm like, who's trying to lose their virginity tonight?
Yeah, and you still got nothing.
Yeah, well, that was my choice.
Sure.
It was.
Sure.
They always used to talk about how they wanted to come over to my house.
Yeah, they did.
And I was like,
And you're like, no, my family's crazy.
I'm like, no. I think you guys are crazy. But no, that shit was hella funny. Me and Justin got in trouble and separated. And she put me with all the cute girls in the class. And I was like, I'm not even mad.
Remember when they fucking ordered pizza? Oh, wait, no, you weren't there.
No, I was there.
You were there?
I didn't order pizza.
No, you didn't order pizza.
But another table.
It was all the ghetto kids, all the wannabe gangsters.
Yeah, and then he went to the bathroom and came back with a pizza.
He came back with pizza.
And the teacher was like, that's gross, you found pizza in the bathroom?
He's like, yeah, I did, and I grabbed it, like...
this shit's hella funny. You remember she got so fed up with people using the restroom so often that she made her hall pass have a picture of Justin Bieber on it and had glitter? Or was that the next year?
I think that was the next year.
Because I had her class a few years in a row.
Yeah, because you're dumb. You didn't pass the class.
I did pass it, bitch. I had it for English 1 and English 2. Oh. I failed English 3 because...
You suck.
No, the fucking school devices, it crashed and my final went missing. And I failed.
Dude, I hate English 3 teachers.
Jensen.
I had fucking Mello.
Mello?
Yeah, Miss Mello.
Was that the cute one?
No.
No.
She's the old crazy bitch-ass cat lady. Oh,
no,
his feminazi cat lady.
Justin, your creative writing teacher was hot as fuck.
Dude, oh my god.
She was so cute. And she was right next door to Jensen.
Oh my god. Haskett. Keki. Oh,
Miss Hask.
Keki.
Which one was it?
English 4?
Miss Keki. Miss Keki, if you're listening. Dude. I'm all grown up now.
Dude, I would.
I have a banana shirt.
I'm a big boy.
I would smash Miss Keki in a minute, dude.
Miss Keki, I love you.
Miss Keki. You still think.
I remember I went into your classroom after school one day, and I felt like we really had a connection.
Dude, is it bad I actually stayed in her classroom just to be with her a little bit more?
Justin's like, I have a question.
Hey, dude.
How do you spell the?
What was her name?
Keki.
Miss Keki, do you like milk?
You like milk?
Because I sure do.
Hey, Miss Keki, do you want to buy a Slim Jim from me?
Bro, I was talking.
You want to split a Slim Jim?
I was talking to my siblings recently.
Ew.
Because fuck,
fucking retard.
I was talking to my siblings recently because Russo used to come to my house all the time to try to hit on my mom.
Yeah, that was weird. He literally walked inside his house when Daniel wasn't there and chatted with his mom forever.
Yeah, he knew.
And then left once Daniel got there.
At the time, I was living somewhere else. And he would still come over and ask for me.
Yeah, and he knew, too.
Yeah, he knew damn fucking well I wasn't going to be there.
He's like, oh, how you doing, Miss Vara?
But yeah, I remember.
Hey, Miss Vara, how do I look in this hat?
I feel like your mom smashed.
Let me, I'll kill you.
That's a mom joke.
No, it's not.
Present thy
yeah,
nuts.
Yeah, that no, is not. A mom joke.
Present no, thy nuts.
Fuck yeah, let's hit him. Where it hurts.
No. I already do that enough. Dude, literally, I hit my nuts so much at work.
I'll go soft on you.
Please, no.
Hey,
I'll show you my nuts.
Is that an option, Jacob?
What?
Can he substitute the nut clap for a nut sack viewing?
If you do, that's gay.
We're wearing black socks, dude. It's not gay.
I'm not wearing any socks.
Ah, that's fucking hella gay. Never mind. It won't be gay for me.
We'll deal with you later. But no, I was talking to my siblings and they were like, because they had listened to the podcast and they were like, dude, I remember that sack of meat that he would carry around all the time.
What?
He had like a sack of like Slim Jim. They weren't Slim Jim.
Oh, yeah.
And he'd be like, everyone he passed, you want to buy some beef jerky? You want to buy beef
sticks? I never heard one fucking word about that. Those beef sticks.
Dude, he never.
Until he tried to offer one to the substitute. I'm like, what about me?
Yeah, he never offered us any.
Like beef.
Dude, he offered me once. I'm like, ew.
Yeah, get the fuck away from me, kid.
Literally.
Hey, Justin. One thing that we did touch on was, you remember that one time at lunch when I was like super like dehydrated, and then he took my water and drank it right in front of me?
Dude, I remember you wanted to kill him. I remember you chased him as well.
I didn't chase him. I left. We're in eighth grade. Chasing's like something you do in fifth grade.
I remember I chased his ass. I wanted to beat him. It's like the last day of eighth grade.
You
want to
beat him off?
I wanted to end
no,
it.
Or
you wanted to beat
I
his ass?
Beat his ass. Because he's pissed
you
me off.
You fucking should have. Yo, dude, now we can actually talk about this story. Justin, you remember sophomore year roundup day when we all hung out and he almost whooped my ass for throwing dirt on his toes?
Yeah. Because we were walking back to my... We're walking somewhere.
We were walking towards your old house.
Yeah.
I think we were heading to Jacob's house.
Yeah, we were heading to Jacob's.
I remember because we got to my house. We got to my house and
then you said, I'll just keep walking with you guys. And we just kept walking and walking.
He was a fucking leech. He just wouldn't leave. Like we told him. It was so funny because it wasn't just me telling him, Joseph, get the fuck away from us.
No, I think we dropped off all our backpacks. Or something like that. Like, for whatever reason, we had to bring a backpack.
No, because I remember I changed into my nerd shirt, and that's why we,
Well, I went inside my house for something, and I came back out, and you were chasing him.
He was
or
chasing
he was
me.
Chasing you.
And you were just... No, you were there, because I was telling you. I was like, dude, you didn't just throw dirt on his feet.
Fucking Russo is wearing, like, flip-flops.
He chased him for a block.
Jacob grabbed a handful of dirt and threw it on his foot.
And then kicked more on him when
he
they stopped.
Yo, dude, stopped. That's because he told me. He was like, Jacob, you better not throw dirt on my toes. I will beat you, faggot. And I'm like, bet! So I literally grabbed a big handful.
You grabbed so much, and then you guys stopped, and you came back to us, and we're both laughing. All of a sudden,
he chased me to, like, he chased me, and I just ran home, and I was like, I am not coming back out.
Yeah, no, I swear, like, he came back, and then you came back after him, And I said, y'all good? And something happened, and all of a sudden you kicked more dirt in his feet, and you ran to your house and stayed home.
I remember, like, as soon as, like, he, like, ran out of air, he was like, faggot!
But he chased you for, like, a good block and a half.
He
like,
did.
Full sprint.
Yeah.
With no shoes, because really. His flip-flops went flying off, not and he started really. Chasing you.
That was not full sprint.
Dude, Huh?
That was not full sprint for him.
I mean...
For Russo.
Russo.
God, get his name right, dummy.
Get his false name right.
Get his fake name correct. Show the Jacqueline. Man some respect.
So, Jacqueline yeah, R. Believe it or not, that was the last time I've ever seen Russo.
Yeah. I've seen him
recently. I haven't seen Target. Him. I have not seen him after
I've
that.
I've seen him at Target, and he's sitting there bothering Daniel yeah, about a job.
That shit was hella funny. I was just standing up at the front door like I do at my work. And Russo comes, like, strolling in, talking to me for, like, 30 minutes. And then Justin comes strolling in completely out of nowhere. And I was like, oh, cool. And then he didn't even recognize you.
No,
he didn't know your name?
No, he played like he didn't know my name. He knew who I was.
He was like, oh, isn't your name,
Dumbass bitch.
Dude, literally, he hated
me. Kuntang Justang?
Dude, he hated me because he knew my name. He's playing dumb.
He was probably trying to make you get all mad.
Dude, it didn't work because I was sitting there, I'm like, who the fuck is this ugly motherfucker?
And I was like, thank God, Justin's here to save me.
And guess what? I said, all right, Daniel, I'll see you later, bro.
Yeah, Justin was like, ooh, I'm actually in a rush. I got to go buy some deodorant, and then I got to bounce. And I was like, fuck!
poor. I said, walk with me, Daniel. And you said, no, I can't.
Oh, yeah, because my team lead was standing right over on the other area. And I was like, I can't leave the front. I wish I could.
I wonder what he would have done if he saw me.
He probably would have beat your ass in the bathroom.
No, I think he'd be doing the same thing. He's like, who are you again?
Nah, dude.
You do look a lot different, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but once you hate somebody, you could recognize them through anything.
Yeah, for real.
And the last time I did see him, he was trying to beat my ass.
Yeah.
That's true. He should have just went in your house and beat your ass.
Yeah, he knew where I lived.
You could have just.
I remember, like, when we stopped by my house, I let you guys all onto the property. I told him, I was like, Russo, you better fucking keep your bitch ass off my property, or else I'm gonna call the cops on you.
And then as soon as he went inside, he stepped on your front lawn.
He did that like second grader shit where he just put his toe on my driveway, and I was like, Joseph, I'm fucking serious.
I'll fuck you up. Dude, I remember that. He got so fucking butthurt.
Huh?
He got so butthurt. He's like, whatever. And I think we went inside for like a split second and then came back out.
I did not.
Nobody liked this kid.
He was I wanted to make it clear. Like, Russo, I don't like you. I will never like you. Dude, I don't know why you're still here.
He was like a lost
It was
puppy.
Like my idea to go fuck with him at his house.
I know. You were like, dude,
let's go fuck with
you. You know
Russo.
Where Russo lives? And I was like, yeah. And you're like, take me. And I was like, nah, I don't really
want all three of us went.
Nah, we went before. We went during our freshman year.
Yeah, dude, we all went.
Okay,
so I already knew where he lived.
So in my head, I'm going to explain to you. I thought that this was all the same day, but you're right. We went over to his house to mess with him freshman year, but he stayed at his house.
Yeah.
Sophomore year is when he started following us.
Yeah. Sophomore year was when he started to act like a lost puppy.
I remember when we went to his house to fuck with him. He was wearing these basketball shorts and a white tank top with white or a black tank top with white stains on it.
He looked like a
And the first thing I asked him, I was like, "Joseph, is that cum on your shirt?"
He got so
scared.
He's like,
"No, it's paint." It's paint.
It's paint from my dad's penis.
Oof.
That's gross.
Do you remember Lowen, the weird kid with the long frizzy hair with the long nails?
Alan.
Do you want to drop his last name?
No, we all know who you're talking about.
He said, Justin said Lowen. You guys Lowen. Remember Lowen?
Because I know his real
you
name.
Want...
I know his real name for sure.
Hey, as long as we're not talking like complete shit about them.
Oh, I'm going to.
All right, then to you it's Lowen. I'll go along with it, even though I just dropped his real name. Hey, we didn't drop his last name, though, so Alan's fine.
There's a lot of Alans. I know at least three that went to school.
Even though you completely, like, described him to a T.
Yeah.
Long hair, weirdo.
Weird, brony. Dude, I wonder what happened to him, actually.
I don't know, he's probably in prison.
I'm as a friend on Facebook, he's fine.
Oh, he's not dead? Fuck.
Well,
dude, I remember he was so full of shit.
He was weird.
Freshman year.
Yeah.
Like, he was talking all these stories about how he played Japanese tag. And he was like, in Japanese tag, the only way to win is to survive. I'm like, so you're telling me that you're playing pretty much the Hunger Games.
He was.
And I remember, like, he would always think that he was better than me.
He was a weeb. We invited him over as a joke, and then, like, we made fun of him. He's like, oh, yeah, dudes.
No, dude, you know how that went? You fucking hated him freshman year, and I would invite him over to annoy you. Yeah. And you would get so annoyed, and he would just sit there and not leave.
Dude,
And just watching you get worked up was so funny.
I never hung out with him, but I do remember you'd always used to call him over at lunch just to piss off Justin.
I remember sophomore year, he just kept coming around. I'm like, you know, it's not even worth getting angry over.
Then you guys became friends.
Get into a fight? He and cut got some dude's face because he used his fingernails against him.
He literally cut him with his nails. He like freaking.
I remember the story.
That motherfucker.
They were playing this game called Snakes in the Grass in the wrestling room. Mm. Pretty much like you're running from these snakes and they can only like army crawl, and they have to like take you down with their try to bring you down.
Yeah.
Without getting up, some kid I think slammed him. So he got up and he was like, "You fucking uncultured swine!" and then slashed him in the face.
I thought he pantsed him. No. So I think somebody pantsed him sometime.
No. I was there.
I swear he got not in that one, but like somewhere. I swear somebody.
It only happened like once. He only slashed someone's face.
No,
once.
Like, but I heard. That's I heard about him getting pants or his like brother.
Didn't the school make him like trim his fingernails?
Yeah, they said you had.
They never. He never trimmed them though.
I know. No. He's getting all pissed off about it. He's like, it's my religion.
My religion.
Or some shit.
He's like, I just like him this way.
It makes me feel powerful.
The funniest part about that whole situation, though, in my opinion, is I remember because we were like arguing. I was like, dude, I'll write a better song than you. And he was like, I will write a song that will make you scream, bleed, and cream.
What?
And yeah, I was like,
ew.
Okay. Fucking do it.
You're like, that
I
want to
see this. I want to see if this happens. And so he wrote a song, and it's like no different from a Slayer song.
And it made you cream?
No, it didn't do anything. I'm like,
it made you bleed though. Bleed from your ears.
Well, he didn't sing it.
Oh God.
He just like forwarded you an email with the lyrics, and then you stole it, and now it's a Suburban Paradise song.
I remember there's this one time. In English class, because you remember how we would always have to like read stories and then listen to it on the CD.
Yeah.
He would always mimic the fucking narrator.
That's actually kind
of. I would film him like mimicking it. He would like do hand motions. He'll get into it. Freshman if it was like an year. Edgar Allan Poe story, that dude is going all out.
Oh,
freshman
God.
Year.
The Telltale Heart. I remember that
video of Jacob singing in class.
Me?
Yes, you. I remember this. It's on my YouTube.
What was I singing?
I don't remember, but it's on my YouTube. I think it's privated, though. But you were literally singing, and I put, like, it was dope. Not really, though.
My fucking gain was turned up, like, a pretty large amount.
Oof.
I just noticed that, so I turned it down. Watch it go up. Whee!
Holy fuck.
Damn.
So, about right. If Jacob's been breaking your ear holes this
about
entire
right.
time.
There?
That's fine. There. He keeps messing with his damn, he has a new microphone.
I know, like, you guys have the snowball.
Whoa, you don't gotta be calling us out like that. We have fucking high-grade professional microphones here.
I got handed one, I don't know what I got. Says blue on mine.
I just got handed a blue snowball, black edition.
Can I eat this?
Yeah, it has marshmallow on the inside. Damn, dude, that's some good suck.
That was not some good suck.
Okay.
He suckity suckity.
Speaking of snowballs, how do you guys feel about snowballs?
Like the thingy? The hostess
the thing? Yeah, with like the... It has the coconut, the marshmallow,
shitty.
The chocolate.
I don't like Twinkies either.
Bro, I bite into a damn snowball, I get instantly sick.
Yeah, for real.
Shit that's, makes that's me want to throw up and
same
stab
with donuts.
No. Donuts are okay.
I feel like that's how I feel, though. That's when I do it. That's
the way I do it.
Now, I got to take y'all to... Korean barbecue, aka Oz in Sacramento.
I'm down.
That shit's good as fuck, but they are closed down right now.
Oh, so the coronavirus.
Do they have dogs?
No, they have cats.
Do they have bouncy doggy woggy on the menu?
No,
okay,
they got
to
some good
that.
Ass
racist.
Fucking pot stickers though.
I'm fucking
pot
you,
stickers. I will pot release stickers. That footage
guess
from earlier.
What? Turning the gain up all the way.
Ew.
What were you guys saying?
Chicken butt.
What were you guys saying?
Talking about
pot stickers. Okay. Boom. Got the edge on you guys.
He literally said pot stickers on the screen.
Pot stickers. Pot stickers.
Yo, tell me why in an audio recording app it literally looked like it spelled out pot stickers.
I don't fucking know.
But dude, like for real though, it's fire. It's straight fire. I had some freaking pork cheek from there the other
day. And then you fucking threw it up in my toilet?
No, that was from freaking Jen, dude. That was after a hike of being dehydrated with only 3 bottles of water. But yeah,
I'll try.
Literally.
You want to sponsor me? Give me $20 and I'll shout out everything.
Hang on, though. So the day I threw up in your toilet, when we drank here, was because we went on a hike that morning.
Yeah.
We went on
a hike.
I think it was a 10 mile to 15 mile hike. Not intentional. Wow. Not intentional. With 3 bottles of water.
Big wow. Oof.
That shit got chugged. But it was a great hike, though. It was good. It felt good.
At Black Diamond?
Yeah, dude, Black Diamond's dope.
I love that place.
I want to go again. We should try to get a date and go.
We should.
Me, you, and Jacob.
Do you remember freshman year when we were chasing Jacob and I threw his backpack at him and it wrapped around his legs and he fucking fell right in front of everyone in the middle of the street?
I got like 5 scrapes on different parts of my body.
And then he went into the JROTC bathroom to cry and we followed him and he screamed at us and we left.
Get the fuck out of here!
You were like, get out of here!
And you're like, alright, fine, yeah, you already told me.
Remember when we all rode our bikes to school?
Yeah, that shit was dope.
That was awesome. That was a good time.
Hey, Justin, because you didn't watch the last one, we touched upon that one story of when you saw a $5 bill.
And you slammed on the brakes and
you saw a $100 bill, dog, yeah, day.
Oh, yeah.
One day I'm by myself.
Well, for this, you saw a fucking $5 bill and you slammed on the brakes. Daniel hit you and I fucking recommend that's on Daniel.
Yeah, that was funny. Bro, I'm a fucking gremlin when it comes to money.
Gremlin.
I see that shit anywhere. You're I'm picking it up.
When it comes to bike riding.
We also talked about how in the hotter months, we would always stop at Quick Stop and get...
Yeah.
You're a fucking asshole.
And you would always buy me one, but then like for the longest time, you wouldn't buy Jacob one. And Jacob would be like, please, it's I'm so thirsty.
Hot. It would be so hot and you just wouldn't buy me one.
Yeah, because
I was like more broke than Daniel.
Once in a while, Daniel would buy me something back. Jacob, on the other hand, would not buy me shit.
Jacob was like, "Fuck you, bitch."
I paid for your Burger King a couple of times.
Burger King? Nobody liked Burger King.
Yeah, when still ate there with me.
When the fuck did we go to Burger King,
bro? We got fucking ice creams there one time. Remember?
One time.
And we also. I remember we went to Burger King. That was the day that Daniel punched me in the face with a soccer popper. We ate at Burger King.
Oh, yeah. Dude, if that thing deflated, it was just full fist.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It deflated so slowly, and then I went in for a bop, and I just felt full contact, and I was like, oh,
fuck. It deflated enough to where I felt his knuckles. The purpose of that whole thing.
Was to not feel knuckles?
Yeah,
and they popped.
I felt Daniel's
but also, they're meant for like 12-year-olds. They're meant for like 8-year-olds and shit. We're sitting there like 16 with sock and boppers, just throwing haymakers.
That reminds me of the day that we all went and boxed in Jacob's backyard.
Oh yeah,
I hated that.
Justin
still gets fucking.
Justin, I remember that day so well because you're talking such a big game to Austin, and you didn't even get one fucking.
No, bro. Yeah, I hated that.
So, we were all boxing. We were using boxing gloves. Jacob's brother was out there, and a couple of us dudes.
His dad was out there, too.
I think...
His dad was out there for my fight.
Yeah, because you were talking so much shit. They're like, oh, time to see Justin throw down. He's going to beat Austin's ass. That didn't happen.
Bro, I'm sorry, but it's hard to fight somebody shorter than you.
Yeah, well, I went and
like,
I...
Me and Joseph...
Austin had to like, jump 5 feet just to punch you in the face.
Yeah, twice. But guess what? I had to swing down. I had to crouch down to get to his level.
Dude... A straight jab would have hit him in the face. Don't make excuses.
Jumping up is a lot easier than freaking aiming down, my guy.
That's bro, you're taller than most people, though. So
exactly.
You're not punching up to hurt most people.
Exactly. Anyways, swinging down.
I fought Austin first, and it was a pretty even fight. But then...
It was a pretty even fight because, one, you had defense, and he was throwing a lot of offense at you.
Right, and I would just like bop him in the face every couple seconds when he wasn't paying attention. But you guys had called the fight, and I think this dude was legit pissed off or something, because after you guys were like, all right, it's done. So I stopped, and I put my hands down, and he came at me swinging. And I was like, what the fuck? So I blocked, and he was just like beating the shit out of me, and I was like, they said it was done. And then I think, I don't know who it was, somebody grabbed his ass.
Or somebody got me.
That was me, because I was going to fucking grab Austin when he was swinging.
Yeah,
that was when I was honestly like still like, that was before like we boxed.
Yeah, I don't know if he like got angry because I was landing some pretty solid like headshots on him, or if he just was so zoned out.
We're yelling at him because he kept trying to grab you. kept trying to grab you and throw you.
Oh, yeah, and you're like, it's just a boxing match.
Yeah.
So when you guys said stop, he probably meant, like, he probably thought you meant, like, stop grabbing him.
Maybe.
So, yeah, and then the main event was
Austin versus Justin.
We all put money down that, what did we all put money on?
I don't know.
I thought the majority of us thought Justin was going to win.
I didn't know how it was going to go.
Well, the thing
I just didn't think it was going to last that long. What, that whole seconds? 18 seconds.
Hey, you're right, but like...
Listen, I can see where Justin got bopped straight in the nose, and that shit's not fun.
No, it's not, but it's just, yeah.
I remember Austin...
It's fucking... It literally is hard trying... Like, you and him are the same height. I am 6'4". He is 5 foot something. 5'6".
Jesus, right? He's that short?
Yep.
Sorry, Austin. It's freaking hard for me to swing down with some speed.
No, for sure.
Like, I'd have to throw basically, like, oh god, what is it? Kidney shots at him to his face. That's hard. That's hard as shit. Yeah. You don't see, like, a 6'5" black man fighting a 5'5" Asian man in UFC. All right?
Weight classes.
The weight classes, right. I would have got my ass whooped by Joseph, though.
Dude, Joseph would have whooped any of our asses, honestly.
I know. He's the only, like, legit, quote-unquote, fighter. Remember that whole, like, quote-unquote, fight you were in, Jacob?
Quote.
What are you talking about?
When Austin and Joseph got their jumped? Ass,
yeah, basically.
Oh, that shit was wild. Involved in that.
Yeah.
You weren't involved.
He was there. He was there. But...
I remember I heard about all this the next day, and I was pissed that nobody called me.
Yeah, for real, same.
Not that I really wanted to fight, but, like, I would have at least been there to, like, break it up if people tried to jump in, which ended up happening. It would
have just been, like, another body to be kicked around, though. That's why I didn't get involved.
Exactly, yeah, but it just sucks. They got fucked up, too, and they almost got expelled, and they're like, no, we got jumped.
They got suspended, and I was pissed. I was like, first off, it didn't
happen. The only reason why they got suspended is because they didn't go home first.
Yeah, you're supposed to, like, go touch your doorknob.
Yeah.
They should have just said they went home.
All their shit was still there, though.
Huh?
All their backpacks were still there.
So I
That's the only reason why I didn't get suspended, because even people that were there that didn't fight, they got suspended, too.
Dude, remember...
But I actually went home first.
Remember the dude that you wanted to fight, Jacob? And you called me, and I was like, yo, let's do it. And then, like, you were there, and nobody else showed up. Like, not even the other dude. It's like high school.
No.
Sure.
You remember when you got mad at me, Jacob, and you pretended to get jumped?
Oh, yeah. Because you weren't answering your fucking phone.
it's like a jealous fucking You were the worst girlfriend. Person to answer your phone for.
Yeah, I still don't answer
if
my
I had
phone.
To call somebody... If somebody kidnapped me and said, if they answer the phone, we're going to shoot you, I'd call you, because I know you want to answer the fucking phone.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, your dick.
I answer your guys' phones now.
Sure you do.
I do. You called me the other day when I was trying to eat, and I was like, oh, what's up?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, remember you're at Target.
Yeah.
You called me. Yeah,
I did call you, bitch. Because I know you had the day off.
Jacob, call me right now.
This just...
I'm just going to answer to prove a point.
No, I'm not going to answer just to prove a point.
I'm going to answer because I care and want to see how you're doing.
Yeah, I just want to make sure you're okay.
Yeah, dude.
But, yeah, speaking of the fights, I remember, like, I got into a boxing match with Austin. Because the loser between me and Felix had to box Austin.
Normally it goes the winner would have to fight the boss.
That's because we both didn't want to fight Austin.
Y'all are pussies. Yeah, I remember you guys told me I was going to fight Austin. I was like, all right, cool, let's go.
Well, here's the thing.
I really did not want to fight any of you guys. Like, tell you the truth, I'm sitting there, I'm like, I don't want to... If I did actually try to, I didn't want to actually hurt you guys.
No, yeah.
Because I knew, like, one... Hurt me. One spot, like, right in your skull, you could kill him. Like, one good solid hit, even with gloves.
Dude, my gloves were, like, fucking sponges, though. We weren't using boxing gloves. We were using, gloves formatted for, like, hard hits.
Yeah.
That way you protect the fighter and your hands.
Yep.
But, yeah, I remember having to box Austin, and I was thinking to myself, man, this guy's gonna fucking clock me, and I'm going down. I'm gonna get knocked out for the first time. And then, like, I was wondering, I was like, hey, Austin, are we doing face shots or nut shots? And then the first hit, right in the chin. So I was like, oh, fuck it. So the thing with me, I did not look up once. I literally had my head down, and I was swinging, dodging. And Austin was just throwing punches and getting hit.
He was catching. I feel like he gets, like, blinded, and he doesn't worry about defending himself.
I remember, like, because his sister was chilling with her friends, and they're like, I'm fucking shocked. That did not go how I expected.
Because Austin's like a little bulldog. He's fucking ripped. Like, literally, he's a bulldog.
He really is.
He's stocky.
Go on.
He's stonky.
Stocky.
But, like, that was, like, I didn't even believe it. I was like, did I just beat Austin in the boxing match? What the fuck?
Yeah. You'd be pretty surprised at what people can do.
I don't know. Like, that was so weird because...
It's like the art of war is intimidation and tactics. Like, if you know how to defeat an enemy, you can. Like,
and
if,
you will.
Exactly. Like, if you know how to fight and this person just doesn't know how to fight, you'll win.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I didn't think I was going to win.
Exactly. You don't think you will, but, like, in the end, he came at you just all aggressive like a large military would. With no defense, and they're just coming at you, like, you would win. That's why we lost the all the wars in Afghanistan.
Guerrilla tactics.
Scientific. Factual.
Factation.
Statistic time with Poontang Justang.
Justang, the military guy.
The fucking apocalypse survivor.
Dude, don't get me started on the apocalypse, alright? I'm so down, ready for it.
What's your zombie plan?
Zombie plan?
Yeah, let's hear it.
I still don't have any guns, so I'm grabbing shit and running.
Okay, just say you do have guns. Okay. Say this happens like 10 years down the road.
10 years down the road, I am hopefully having a house outside of town.
Okay.
Hoping. But let's say I'm in an apartment with two handguns and a rifle. Okay. That's it. And probably a box, like two boxes of ammo of each. Okay. Now, I am going to grab whatever I can, food included, loading up whatever car I have. And I'm going to drive outside of the city, up to the mountains probably, and try to survive up there for as long as I can and try to make my way to Alaska.
Okay.
I know it's going to be a lot colder and whatnot, but, you know, there's going to be more game up there, more area to roam. You know, there's a lot. There's like 50 miles between towns, basically.
Yeah, and
instead of like 10.
A lot of people already live off the grid out there.
Yeah, dude, they're going to have rifles. They're going to be set up. They're going to be like, dude, what's going on? I'm going to roll up there and be like, yo, apocalypse. And they're like,
apocalypse now.
Apocalypse now, dude.
Apocalypse now. That's like one of my dad's favorite movies.
Interesting.
Rona.
Justin, Rona. Shut the fuck up.
Justin, you're ruining the podcasting vibes, dude.
But yeah, dude, like, that's my plan. Well, and I'd be hoping, like, we'd all meet up. And go chill up in the freaking Alaska.
I would suicide myself.
So are we talking zombies?
If we're talking zombies, I'll be chilling, just killing dudes.
Because I think...
Now, if they're walking dead zombies, where, like, they're slow and shambling towards you, I'd be good. I'd be set. But if we're talking, like, World War Z, I'm just sitting there. They're
fucking sprinting and making, like, walls and
shit. Yeah, dude, I'm just going to be sitting there with a fucking 45 on one shot left going, all right.
Bah. Yeah, that shit's crazy.
All right, boys, let's get the touchdown.
I would just inject myself with the weed so I can get cancer, and they won't.
I know, I'm just chugging a bottle of whiskey with an axe and going out there going...
And pretending like you're a zombie?
No, going at them.
Oh.
Just charging in to battle.
What you like said? That. I thought you were trying to be a zombie.
No, that'd be a terrible
zombie. What does it have to do with an accent?
What do you mean?
You said I'd go out there with... Oh, I thought you said an accent.
No,
I
dude, was like a freaking like. A
how did you come?
You came to the wrong neighborhood, motherfucker.
You're trying to fuck with the wrong Russian.
I found out I could do a Yoda voice.
Let's hear it. Oh, that's actually pretty solid. Jacob, you got any talent? Voice acting talent.
Voice acting talent. I could kind of do B with some butthead.
Let's hear it.
Hey, Beavers.
Solid.
Ew.
What are you saying ew for? That's literally how they fucking sound. They sound I know. Disgusting.
They're just gross.
I know. I just want kids.
Hey, Babus. You're that hot babe over there. Let's go talk to her.
That's pretty solid.
Nice. I could also do Elmo. I know my
judge, but...
Elmo. Elmo happy. Oh boy. Elmo gonna touch you in your sleep. Minnie Mouse. Minnie Mouse. Oh boy, Hey Minnie. Drop that skirt,
Oh Jesus.
Are you on Minnie?
Stroke my tail,
I can't do it because I'm laying down. Like the vocal cords are fucking up, but I'm too comfortable. Elmo. Like stand up and
you
try.
Elmo and Yoda.
Yes,
Elmo. You remember in 667 when fucking Felix was doing the Elmo voice?
No.
You don't remember?
Uh-uh.
For real.
For real.
Holy shit, now I gotta play audio.
Don't.
You do this for YouTube, then you gotta fucking find this for,
Fuck.
To find these clips.
You're making my editing life worse, huh? Hey, Mickey. Mickey.
Justin, you sound was that Kermit?
He said, Mickey.
Dude, fuck. Is it bad, like, when I talk to people with an accent, I start talking, like, to them with their own accent?
That's super common, actually.
Like, some Indian dude came up to me. He said something. He's like, do you have any plantains? I'm like, you have good plantains. We have plantains right over there, dude.
Canceled.
Like, you're like,
but my coworker hates my Elmo voice because I get it right up next to him and go,
oh, yeah.
Jeff. I go,
shit. Elmo. Elmo, baby. I'm going to touch you in your sleep, daddy.
Oh, fuck. That sounds like Tally.
Don't forget to bring it down.
And then I'll do, I'll join in too.
Oh, boy.
Give me that
if
booty.
I that voice, I would shoot myself once.
I would shoot my leg.
I will shoot my load of laundry.
I would never.
That's fucking gross, Justin.
Dude, my dirty laundry, dog.
My dirty laundry,
this is a PG
dude.
Podcast, and you're talking about shooting
loads. Jacob, you literally dropped a bad word earlier.
Dude, you dropped the baddest
you
word.
You dropped the bad word.
You dropped the BLM, dude.
The word.
Speaking of
the
BLM.
Yeah.
Big.
Okay, well, that's offensive.
That's fucked up.
That is getting cut out of the podcast right now.
Possibly just as bad as what I say. You're fucking stereotyping.
I didn't even mean to like stereotype it either.
You're
I just thought
racist,
he was
bitch.
Trying to switch.
I'm telling your mom.
I'm telling your girlfriend.
I just do it. I just straight up thought of that too. I was trying to think of another acronym. What's another one for BLM?
We're not gonna talk about it.
Whatever the fuck Charles Price is.
Oh.
That man got tits and a dick. The fuck.
Tits and dick. Brought to you by Tits and Dick.
No, dick and tits.
Tits and dick. Brought to you by Manscaped.
Dude, I'm low key thinking about getting some Manscaped stuff though.
Why the fuck are you gonna get a $80 shaver just when you can get something else that works? Just
I got
good.
Nair
because my balls.
Feel like
stock
snow.
Area need to be
bro clean. I heard that shit doesn't even like shave super close.
I feel like it doesn't.
Doesn't
I feel like it doesn't either, but
let's talk
my
a
buddy,
little
my buddy Welch got it.
Oh, rip to him then.
Good.
Nair works really well.
Nair
baby snow.
Yeah, dude, Nair's like
Nair.
Can I have some Nair?
Nair's for no hair at all.
Yeah, it felt
no great. Hair bear Nair.
And I like I said, don't use on genitals. I'm like, well,
you're like, well, I never listened to the bottle anyways.
Not only did the hair come off, but the skin came off.
It's actually pretty, like, you actually have to time it, and, like, the time varies, like.
Weird.
It's yeah.
It's like, for your ball sack, leave it on for 4 minutes.
It said, like, 15 minutes. I left it on for 15, and I wiped it off, and nothing came off. I'm
wipe.
Like, what the fuck?
Why?
Let's take over his podcast. We like the random thing. Daniel Vars, random things with Jacob and Justin.
Yeah, Brazzi. So that fucking loser Daniel's gone because he got canceled.
He died.
No, he got canceled.
Great news. I am now.
He called a woman who's not a woman a guy.
Don't tell Justin how to, or don't tell Daniel how to run his own podcast.
This is Dan Dan's podcast.
This is Dow Dow's podcast.
Listen, guys, I may or may not have fucked up us coming back from intermission, but welcome back from intermission. We're going to be talking about the tweakers of Manteca.
So, John John behind grocery outlet.
John John.
You know, I feel like this is your guys' story to tell, so I'm going to take a shit really quick.
You don't have tweakers that come over to Wendy's?
They kick them out. They don't
dude,
serve
we don't
them.
Give a fuck about them. We'll tell them to leave or we're going to fucking set them on fire.
Well, that's his story.
And then they leave.
He's going to go
oh,
take a dump.
I got the tweaker story about when the tweaker tried to set me, Joseph, and Anthony on fire.
Well,
what
let's
the
hear
fuck?
That before you go take a shit.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it was a hot, sunny day.
Oh.
2016.
I love it.
My buddy came to visit from the Marine Corps. We haven't seen him in like 2 years.
Corpse. Marine Corps.
Yeah, whatever, crown years. So we're walking on a very hot day. We passed through Tweaker Park, where all the tweakers reside.
Okay.
And this one tweaker came at us with hairspray, and she kept spraying it at us. She's like, "Y'all stink! You need this!"
Ew.
Like, bitch, you stink.
So we're like, don't fucking spray us with that again. And then she was like, y'all need this. And then she pulled out a lighter and started chasing us.
Oh, fuck. I would have
so
beat her ass.
We either, yeah, we would have beat her ass. But if she touched us once with that lighter, we're going up. We're already sprayed.
They were already marked.
Yeah. So, yeah, we had a run. Yeah. I'm going to take shit now.
have okay. fun shit. But wait, yeah. but I kind of want you to talk about the tweaker that punched you in the face.
Later. It wasn't that can come after.
Okay. After the He's like, I really need to take a shit.
But yeah.
Good luck. Don't fall in.
Don't fall in. Don't shit on yourself. How about that?
That's my ass sweat. I'm scared.
He gets swamp ass.
Swamp ass for everyone.
Got a drink for everyone.
Dude, you remember Jackass when they ran on the treadmill and they took all the sweat?
No, shut up. I hate that.
Steve drank it.
I hate that.
Instantly started projectile vomiting.
I hate that. But dude, no, man. I hate tweakers. I got to the point where like every single one of them tries to fight me, and I'm like, no, dude, fuck it. I start talking shit back now.
You're like, I dare you to fucking fight me. You're scrawny.
Like literally, some bitch, recent one, right? We told them to move and whatnot, and then they walked in, grabbed some stuff, and they walked out, like the hand sanitizer stuff. Mm-hmm. And I said, hey, that's not for public use. You know, if you're gonna use it, you have to come shop here. She said, well, I'm gonna come in there and shop anyways. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, cool. Do it.
She walked in. My owners were there too, right there. And we said, hey, you can't be in the store with your bag on. She took it off, threw it towards the registers. And we said, just the owner said, all right, no, you can't be in here at all then. Get your stuff and leave. All
right.
And she's like, you guys fucking losers, blah, blah, blah. It's like, dude, just shut up and leave.
Right.
It's like, just shut up, leave. We already told you to leave. There ain't no point in arguing. You can't come in anyways.
Yeah, exactly.
Her mans was out front sitting down.
Smoking meth.
Probably, I don't know. But then we finally get her outside and fucking sit there. We're like, all right, you guys got to go. It's like, well, this is public land. We're like, no, it's fucking not. This is private property.
Right.
The dude owns it down at the liquor store. Like, come on, shut the fuck up. You don't know shit about this area. It's all privately owned. We all pay payments to him. Shut the fuck up and leave.
Right.
They're like, oh, no, it's public. It's public. No, shut the fuck up. It's not. Get the fuck off our property. Right. And right before they left, the bitch had a milkshake, and she fucking threw it at the door.
Oh, I
wish it hit me so I could run up there and kick the fuck out of her back tire and beat the fuck out of her.
You should have.
Dude, I wanted to so badly, but none of it hit me.
It's okay. They fucking, they probably scraped up change for like a week to afford that milkshake, and then she wasted it anyway, so fuck that bitch.
It was a hot day, too. I hope she fucking died. I'm sorry. I hate people. After working with the general public all the fucking time, I hate people.
Yeah, no, definitely. Me too.
They're all dicks, and they all fucking deserve death.
Right.
You get the few good people, but, like, the fucking people who are assholes, you want them to die.
Yeah, exactly.
For real, there's another tweaker, John. Mm-hmm. He does his meth, he does his thing, he does anything he wants, all
right? Right.
He stays in the back, he doesn't bother anybody. When he's told to leave, he leaves.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good guy. Right. He cleans up, but when he's tweaking.
Exactly.
But he don't bother nobody. He walks by. He does his little thing. He sounds like a freaking weed whacker. And he does his thing. He just chills.
All right.
And you got fucking Jesse, a.k.a. Charles Manson.
Yeah, Jesse Martinez.
Yeah, that's his name.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah, he's fucking crazy.
Yeah, dude, he's the dope dealer around there.
Yeah, but he also uses.
Yeah, he uses his own supply. And you got the fucker in the RV with the dog, with his husky.
Yeah.
That dude's a prick.
He lives behind Home Depot most of the time.
Really? I want to kill him. Dude, he's a straight up dick.
Yeah.
He's not allowed in our store. We keep telling him, like, dude, you're not a fucking allowed in here.
Mm.
And each time it's always, fuck you, blah, blah, blah. Free country. I don't give a shit.
You're like, it's a free country, as in we can tell you freely to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. It's like, bro, I don't give a fuck. And now we got security. Mm-hmm. I don't give a shit anymore, dude. Because I even tell the security guard, I'm like, bro, if they come swinging at me, just fucking let me do it.
Let me do my thing. I'll get fired. It's cool.
Like, give me your taser. Give me your fucking baton, dude.
Yeah.
Well, I found out I cannot throw a left. I could throw a right all day. I can't.
You can't?
I can't. I find it difficult.
Weird.
I could jab, but like it just feels awkward.
It's like you just grab them with your left and just bop, bop, bop.
Dude, I could fucking hit hard with my right.
There you go.
Dude.
Fight some tweakers for me.
Okay, so we have bales in our back, right?
Yeah.
We make bales and whatnot and stack them up. I walk up to that bitch because I work produce. I'm lifting 50-pound bags a day. And I got fucking pissed one day at my fucking assistant lead. I walk back there, dude. I fucking punched the bale hella hard. Let the fucking good ass dent in that bitch.
Oh, no. Don't be punching stuff at work, Justin.
Dude, I don't give a shit. They don't care.
You're getting wild.
Bro, it helps, dude. If you walk past there, dude, punch one of your bales. See what happens.
Okay. I'll do that.
I want you to punch it as hard as you can and tell me what you feel.
We're talking about like cardboard bales?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll punch a bale for you.
Okay.
Just for you.
Okay. Tell me how it
feels. People are going to be like, the fuck are you doing?
My friend Justin told me to do it.
Justin?
Dude, it was great. I get along so well with all my people that work, what I work with.
Good. Yeah, me too.
And like, it's great. It's good
to have relationships with people that you
work with. But my fucking bosses, my bosses, the owners, not the managers, the yeah. owners of the business are fucking cucks.
Are they?
Yeah, dude.
They said, fuck you, Justin, you little bitch.
They're literally cucks. They tried blaming me for doing my damn job. So hello, fuck sexies. Hello.
Hey, welcome back.
He took a shit.
Still talking about tweakers?
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It went from tweakers to me talking about my owners of the company I work for.
All right. So should I get started on the...
Yes. Because you haven't... I remember you told us and we're like, what the fuck? And you're like, oh, it's fine.
You're like, it's good. I just got bopped.
Okay, so it was...
Cold
January 8th. Yeah, because it was the day before I got the tattoo. I was in Ripon, the place where barely there's any tweakers.
Yeah.
Because they all get shipped out here.
Yeah. They just pretty much get dumped out here. But this one tweaker, I was putting gas in my car over at this gas station that's kinda like well hidden. It's by the freeway, but not many cars like pass by on the road by it. And I was pumping gas, it was me. I had to go in because, you know, sometimes when you go to the pumps...
It just doesn't work.
Yeah, like your card just gets denied or it says, please see the cashier for assistance.
Yeah.
So me going in automatically like made this dude think that I paid with cash, which I didn't. So the streaker came up to me and he was like, hey, dude, you got any money on you? And I was like, sorry, dude, I paid with my card. I don't got any. He was like, bullshit, I just saw you fucking come out there. I'm like, nah, dude. I'm like, the pumps wouldn't take my car, so I had to go and pay. He was like, you're fucking lying, dude. I was like, no, dude, I'm really not. And, like, I was trying to pump my gas, and he was still there. He was just chilling there. And I asked him, I'm like, may I help you? He was like,
that's so white.
Give me some fucking money. And, like, I just got annoyed, and I was like, get the fuck out of here. And then, without even hesitation, he just swung on me. He hit me with a right, hit me with a left, and then I stumbled back, and he tried to go for another one, but he kind of missed, he kind of like stumbled and missed, and I wasn't going to beat his ass because I had work like an hour before, so I grabbed him, kind of like got behind him, maybe like give him a little fucky.
Nah,
I pushed him by my heart, like pushed him against my car trying to like detain him, is that the word?
Yeah.
Detain him. And I'm like, look, dude, I don't have the fucking time for this. He's like, fuck off. And then,
he fucked off, didn't he?
He did at first. Like, what did he say? He was like, he called me the N-word. I kind of want to put it.
Yeah.
He's like, let me go and
This was just a reenactment.
Yeah. And then, like, he was like, I swear on God. And then I just clocked him from behind once and I pushed him away. And then, like, I hit him hard.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to, like, hit this guy half-assed and then make him want to come back for more. So I had to hit him to, like, make him, let him know that I'm not fucking around.
Right.
And after that, like, I just looked at him. Like, I didn't take my eyes off him. My car was already done, like, pumping gas.
Right.
And he was like, I'm going to fucking see you again. He just like, walked off, kept looking back at me. Just kind of hoping he walked onto the street and got hit by the car.
I'm sorry, but dude.
And then, like, the couple of people that were in there, they're like, oh my god, are you alright? Saw that go down.
Thanks for helping me, dick. Like, can I get a free drink, assholes?
It's like, yeah, I'm fine. I blocked his fucking fist with my face.
You're like, I'm a fucking world.
Okay, my question is, was like, were you like, nah, man, no money? Or were you like, ah, sorry, dude, I don't got change?
I tried to explain to him that I had to go inside and pay with my card.
See,
the retard didn't understand that you.
The thing is,
pay with your card inside.
I grew up in Stockton, so I dealt with a lot of that shit. So I learned to be like, nah, man, and that's it, and keep walking.
He didn't see anybody else around me.
Yeah, he saw you as an easy target.
He didn't give a fuck, like, if he did something.
He was probably tweaking, too.
Plus, he was probably, like, far beyond the point, like, if anything happened to him, he didn't give a shit.
He thought, if I get arrested, I get 3 hots and a cot. And if I don't get arrested, I get some money. Maybe.
Like, dude, I don't have money.
You're like, I'm broke.
It was a piece of plastic. I'm not giving you my fucking pin.
You're like, I'm broke as fuck.
Like, bro, you want, like, some change? I might got, like, a penny in my car, but that's it.
Yeah, the thing with this dude is, like, he was so fucking, like, skinny that I felt just all knuckle. Dude. My fucking cheek was, like, swollen on one side. Oh, I was no. picking up blood because because he went, like, boom, boom. Uh-huh. The fucking, the left caught me in the mouth.
Oh, so you probably and, cut your...
Yeah, I cut my lip. Yeah. And this one caught me on the chin.
What is Duke?
What a douchebag.
Dude, I'm sorry, but if any of you guys get, like, a fucking fight with a tweaker and I'm there, I'm going to laugh and then I'm going to jump in, all right? I'm going to be like...
I was in the mood to fight. Right. And honestly, it's like... Dude's a fucking dweeb. Like, if I got into a shouting match, he would be more than happy to just shout right back.
Exactly. And that's the thing, man. They just all shout.
I was in my fucking Wendy's gear. He's not going to be afraid of me.
They, like, dude, I don't give a fuck if I'm repping my company or whatnot, dude. I'll fuck you up. Like, right. You want to start shit. I don't give a fuck if I'm wearing my shirt, my work shirt. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I looked at the symptoms I was feeling. I guess I got a slight concussion.
Well, it happens because, like, you're not expecting it. You got fucking right. cold cocked twice.
You don't gotta hit. You don't have to be hit too hard to get a concussion.
No.
Concussions are actually pretty easy.
Yeah, you could hit your head against a wall and get a concussion. I actually had one from that. That shit sucks.
Well, like, I work security, obviously, and I just had, that's like my whole job is just to go get into confrontations with tweakers, and that shit's fucking wild.
Yeah, dude, it's either a yelling match or they're instantly getting in your face for a fight, and they're trying to get you to touch them first.
Exactly. Yeah, so, I mean, like, we were talking about Jesse Martinez earlier. He's always in there, and as soon as you look at him, he pops off and he tries to, like, attack you. And he'll get in your face and start screaming. And I'm like, dude, you better back your little tiny ass up.
I'm sorry, but he's tiny, but he's fucking jacked. He went to jail recently. He got jacked. He used to be just scrawny, and he got fucking ripped.
Yeah, I've learned that jacked ain't shit.
Yeah, true.
I know.
Like, the fattest of the fats, or, like, the skinniest kids, they can still whoop your ass. They can whoop the strongest kid's ass.
Now, a skinny kid, like a scrawny kid, like very, like, skin and bone, versus, like, a fat dude, right?
Fat dude's gonna win.
Exactly. Because I'm sorry, fat has a lot of power. No matter who
you talk. Fat has a lot of power, but if the skinny kid knows what he's doing.
But if he doesn't know what he's doing, that fat man. Yeah, I watched a video.
If the skinny kid doesn't know what he's doing and he gets caught, then he's fucked. Yeah.
But if he can
avoid the fat kid, he has a chance.
Exactly.
Because you take out the knees.
Yeah, fat guy, take out the knees.
Knees are, like, pretty vulnerable because the fat's, like, being supported.
Yeah, what people, like, don't understand is that fat kids are fucking strong as fuck because everything that...
And fat retard kids?
Yo, dude, retards have, like, retard strength.
Listen, I'm a big dude. So everything I do, I'm carrying around extra weight. It takes a lot of
power. Yeah, exactly.
You fucking sit up in the morning, you're lifting however much your body weight is. Like,
exactly.
You have to be strong in order to just carry around your own body weight.
Dude, like, I weigh probably about 280 right now, right?
Yeah.
I could pick myself up with my arms.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Like, I could sit there and push up off of, like, a pallet or the bale and hold myself there for a couple seconds. 30 seconds, give or take.
Right.
But also, I'm just trying to pop my back. I'm at work.
Yeah. You're not trying to work out. Anyways. People don't realize this. Yeah, fat people are out of shape. But if you get caught early on in a fight, you're fucked.
Exactly, because this scrawny kid, right? He was up on like a dock, where the trucks come in and they unload their trucks and whatnot, and they drive off.
Right.
It was like a thing like that with stairs leading to it, like for a small shop or a bar or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Skinny dude was on top. Fat dude was on the bottom. Skinny guy was trying to kick at the fat dude. Fat dude grabbed his fucking pant leg and fucking yeeted him like a goddamn sack of potatoes.
Got yeeted.
And it was dope, like. I'm sorry, but fat is power.
Yeah.
Vikings were fit fat. That's what they were. And they used fear tactics.
Well, look at linemen.
Linemen, exactly.
Big fit old fat dudes, but their arms are ripped.
Dude, and they pick up 350 pounds.
Yeah, they'll pick up another fat man and throw him 10 yards.
Hi.
Looking at your elbow.
What about it?
What happened to that boy's elbow?
It's dislocated right now.
You dislocated your elbow? Ew. That sounds gross as fuck. Can you never do that ever again? Shit's whack as fuck.
Stop that. Dude, put it back in.
Put your elbow back.
Dude, I'd have to literally stand up, grab my thumb, and pull that shit until it clicks.
Put your elbow back.
I'm sure you've seen Good Boys. We'll do that for you. We know how to do it.
I don't know how to do it. Let me just...
Ooh.
Did it go back?
Nope.
Oh, I heard it crack.
It just popped.
That's hella funny.
But no, it's out of place.
But yeah, man, I've had some run-ins with tweakers, and it's just part of daily life out in Manteca.
Majority of them just scream, and you're like, just shut up.
Yeah.
And like, you know when you see a thief, you're like, oh, fuck, now I gotta follow him for fucking ever.
Right.
You're like, god damn it.
Like, now I gotta deal with this shit. Ruining my day. I was just chilling.
Chilling, talking to people, and now I gotta go fucking do my job.
Pretty much, that's my entire life.
Like, literally, all it is just screaming matches now. And freaking one day, right, my manager, we dealt with some lady who just stole from us. We're like, hey, get back. I literally said, give back my product. And she's like, oh, I got the money for it. I'm like, no, I want my product back. Give me the fucking product.
You can give it back to me, and now you can leave.
And she's like a fucking 14-year-old girl. And she ran and ran back towards our manager because my manager was closer to her. Yeah. I thought she was getting ready to fight. I'm like, fuck, dude. Like, Laura basically, or my manager, Lauren, basically...
Lauren Strode.
She balled up her fist, like, ready to fucking swing on this chick. But she just ran to her car. She
fucking did the Arthur fist.
Basically. And then another chick, right? We walked back inside, and this chick was putting shit in her bag. Laura seen her. She's like, hey, you can't do that. And she took it out the bag. Like,
yeah.
It was just a Dollar Tree bag, but still, you can't be fucking putting shit in another bag.
Yeah, I know.
Especially when we know you're a thief. You've been in the store before, and shit's got missing.
True.
So we literally sat there, we're like, hey, you can't do that. And then she went like this towards, like, towards my manager. Like, basically went right towards her face.
Yeah.
I fucking stepped in between them, and I said, all right, that's enough. You gotta fucking go.
Oh, yeah, get the fuck out of it.
Yeah, dude. I basically told her, like, I was done.
Mm-hmm.
And I fucking raised my voice. It echoed throughout the whole damn store. Like, people get surprised when I raise my voice. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That shit's loud. And... I basically told her to walk out the fucking front door. This lady got so fucking... Like, when I first raised my voice at her, her face contorted like she was about to cry.
There you go.
And I'm like, dude, I got this bitch in the fucking bag. And I just kept repeating, you gotta go. You gotta go. You're not allowed here. Fucking leave. You're done. Get out. You're go. Like,
bounce. That, yeah. There was some rhythm up in there. Tell us the story about how you got punched in the face.
Oh, by some psycho bitch? Yeah, dude. So, like, what? The first month of me working at my job, it was my first month, right? I just clocked in, and they caught this lady, like, doing something, like, concealing makeup or some shit like that, trying to walk out the front door. And I wasn't even clocked in yet, actually. I walk out there, I'm like, I sat there, I basically stood right there, right where our office door is at. I was just sitting there watching them, because my manager was right there, and I'm like, okay, what the fuck's happening? Didn't even clock in yet. Like, goddamn.
Watch wrestling.
Professionalism, dude. And
come then, on, bro. We're trying to record a fucking podcast.
How long has this been going?
Turn your shit off.
An hour and 36 minutes.
And
we've been trying for an hour and 36 minutes.
We've been doing it for an hour and 36 minutes, my good sir.
We've been straight.
But yeah, like, literally, I got sitting there, and she's like, wait, well, he's seen the whole thing. What do you think? I'm like, dude, I don't know what I seen. All right? I'm just here for her. And she's like, oh, whatever. She's a racist bitch. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, dude, I don't know what the fuck's going on. And I was just sitting there. She punched my pregnant coworker in the face. And then I fucking tried to get a picture of her, but my phone wouldn't fucking work. So, and then I was fucking following out there with my phone. And she turned around, fucking cold cocked me with her right and took off.
Dang.
But that was when I was, like, still new there. I'm like, I couldn't do anything. I didn't know what I could do, what I couldn't do. And when I got home, my parents said, why didn't you beat the fuck out of her? I'm like, dude, you know I would have ended up in handcuffs. They're like, yeah, but still, you should have done it. I'm like,
not worth it.
I'm like, dude, just shut the fuck up and leave me alone.
Yeah.
I had a shitty day at work. Leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah.
Like, goddamn.
I haven't been hit at work, but I've been spit at. People have swung at me, but I haven't actually been hit.
Yeah, because you have usually somebody else right there to back you up, don't you?
It depends.
I want to say about eight out of 10 times.
When we do stops.
We do stops,
when we arrest someone for shoplifting, yes, there's always two of us. But when it's just me at night, like, for instance, when I got spit on, the only person that was there with me was my manager behind me, and she can't jump in. Like, I have to handle it myself.
Dude, I would have beat the... I'm sorry, but right now, getting spit on, I'm fucking cold calling.
Oh, yeah. No, that was my first reaction, too. I wanted to hit him. But we still had about half of the store to go through. Like I said, all I had was my manager behind me. And then I had a bunch of guests. So if I get into a fist fight with this dude, he's pretty fucking big.
Oof.
What's going to happen? Like, other people are probably going
to... I was expecting a chick. I'm sorry.
No, it was a fucking big old dude. And I'm
just
like...
Just punch him in the nuts.
Well, I mean, yeah, I could have, but he's all messed out. I still have to get him out of the building. I'm nowhere near the front door. If I get into a fist fight right now, how is that going to end up for the rest of the people in this building?
True.
So that's kind of how I had to think about it.
They should let you carry tasers.
right? I would fucking tase the shit out of someone.
He's just like, dude, just hang on.
Hang on. You spit on me, wipe it off hella slow, and just like...
Yeah, dude, like just one smooth motion, just...
And then that fucking same night, some like other homeless tweaker dude went and took a piss in our new offices that were getting built. Because we had a remodel at the time. Oof. And they had just like ripped out everything in the office, and they like built up new walls, and they put in new carpet and new like wall and stuff. And the dude like busts back there. The girl who was working in the beauty department right next to the doors to the offices,
yeah,
was like calling me frantically on the radio like, Daniel, you gotta get over here. There's someone going into the back. So I went over there. And as I'm walking in, the dude's just, like, full spread, pissing on the wall. And I was like, yo, you gotta get the fuck out of here. And he's like, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I couldn't hold it. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Like, you gotta get out of here.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that was a big old mess. And, of course, all of this happened on April 1st. So, when we told our managers about it.
When like, you called them, they're like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, the main bosses were like, you're messing with us, right? Like, Daniel got spit on and this dude fucking pissed on a wall. I'm like, no, I know it sounds crazy.
Man, tweak it, though.
But this shit actually happened.
Yeah. So that shit's just crazy.
Fun. Yeah, fucking tweakers, man.
They're insane, man. And then, I think they shall be rounded up. Australia 2.0.
Oh, the fucking... the police department doesn't even show up for tweakers anymore.
No, they don't.
When
they
I really got spit don't. On, a cop didn't even show up.
No.
They called me in the middle of the night, and they were like, do you want to press charges? And then I didn't get that message until like a week later. I was like, I called him back and I was like, yeah, I want to press charges. And he's like, ooh, it's actually too late. Like, you had to have done it like within the first 48 hours or some shit. And I was like, then why the fuck did you call me and not show up?
Yeah, for real. But also, you got to see what they're dealing with right now.
No, I know. But this was like at the beginning of like the whole COVID shit. They weren't like really.
Oh, I'm sorry. But if anybody's spitting on me, I'm fucking decking them. I don't care. I even told my manager that. Like, I'm sorry, but if somebody spits on me while I'm dealing with them, I'm going to beat the fuck out of them.
I see where you're coming from.
Because right now, I ain't dealing with that shit. That's a fucking... Cops are treating that as a fucking assault with a deadly weapon or some shit. Yeah,
no, they should.
Or, like, biological warfare.
That's why I was pissed off when they didn't show up.
Yeah.
But, no, yeah. I definitely wanted to beat the shit out of them, but then...
Yeah.
I had to keep
Nine times out of ten, I'm dealing with scrawny people. You're dealing with fucking irate customers.
Yeah, true. Like, I'm just dealing saying, with like,
scrawny tweakers.
I get paid to protect everyone in the building. I don't get paid to get into fights kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. You have to sit there and assess and be like, all right, fuck you, get out.
Yeah, and then after that, I gave him his space. I backed up, but I let him leave. And as soon as he left, we called the cops. And like I said, they didn't fucking show up. So,
yeah.
Wackaroni.
You start carrying a fucking big ass combat knife on your belt.
I was gonna start carrying a Glock.
There you go.
Just what, bitch?
Like, what's up now, motherfucker? Armed security.
You
want to
spit? I dare you.
I spit lead, bitch.
I'll be spitting this Glock.
Jesus.
You're gonna catch this gat.
Why are you gonna tapping tap out?
Yeah.
Why?
Feeling tired and I don't have anything good to say.
You have good stuff to say.
I think I said all my good stuff in the first one.
Big oof.
Yeah, nah. We talked.
He said, nah.
I think I talked enough. I really don't like...
My mouth is kind of dry, but yeah.
All right, guys.
You want to talk about video games?
We'll talk about video games in the next one. Just me and you, Justin.
Okay.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening to us ramble for an hour and 47 minutes. It'll probably...
It's going
to
be like 25 minutes after editing it.
After editing, it'll probably be around an hour-ish. We'll see. But yeah, thank you for listening. Like I said, I'm going to try to do bi-weekly podcasts. And I really want guests because I have been filming another podcast or recording another podcast. And it just doesn't seem right without someone to bounce our energy off of. So, yeah, hit me up if you want to be on the podcast. I'll literally take anyone as long as we're cool and we can have a solid conversation.
Bella Russo, hit him up.
Bella Delphine.
I would have Belle Delphine on my fucking shit so quick. You know how much clout I would get? She went like missing.
Yeah, she's back though.
Oh, is she back?
Yeah, she's back.
Wow.
She did a whole music video.
Belle Delphine, hit me up, girl. We'll do a bathwater taste test together or something.
Ew. Just come in it and give it to her.
No.
You're fucking gross, Justin.
You're grody.
I am gross.
But anyways, me and the boys are gonna like diddle each other. So we'll speak at you next
diddle.
2 weeks. Hopefully I can have these boys back on.
Hopefully you can get the same days off as me.
It's good that we were finally able to get the three amigos on. I know we didn't talk about anything specific, but it was good. It was cool just to chat and to have fun with each other. And I hope you guys want to come along on the ride with us. So say bye. Do you guys want to plug anything?
Nah.
Big Titties Anonymous.
Yeah, go to BigTittiesAnonymous.com to see Justin's big titties. I mean, I don't know whose titties they are. It's anonymous.
They're anonymous.
Bye.